Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk broadcast. Presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, as is Good Pharmacy, your hometown pharmacy at Ebenezer Road to Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Many people know him as the mayor. Others know him as Steve Hamilton. And he's now the director of the Nation Ford Land Trust. And he's our guest today. And I'm betting you, there are more people than not who don't even know what the Nation Ford Land Trust is all about, which is why you're here, Steve. Thanks for coming down today.
Yeah, thank you, Manny. Appreciate that.
All right. Tell everybody about your illustrious background, including being the former mayor of TKK.
Well, okay. I was mayor of TKK from 1994 through 2002. And I've always had a company throughout those years. As I had an environmental service company named Spectrum Environmental in Charlotte. Recently sold it about 2 years ago. I've always been on the Nation Ford Land Trust board for, about 15 years or so, the last two as chairman. When our executive director left and went to work with York County, they asked me to step down as chairman and take over as executive director. So I've been there for about the past year or so.
So you left out an important part. You were retired and you were bored.
Well, that's true, too. Hey, I'm not very good at retirement, that's for sure.
Well, good for you. All right, so for those who have no idea what the Nation Ford Land Trust is and how far back it goes, tell us a little bit about the background.
Okay, so Nation Ford was founded in 1989, so we've been in existence for about 30, 31 years now. And basically what we do is help people preserve lands, preserve farmlands, preserve forest lands, historical sites, cultural sites, that sort of thing. To date, we're up to about 15,000 acres that we either own or have conservation easements on. And we're pretty proud of the history and the extent that we've been able to save lots of properties.
So roughly, would you say, what percentage is property that you own versus what is under an easement of some kind?
Yeah, we certainly own, the majority would be the conservation easements. We probably have probably about 90% are conservation easements and about 10% is properties that we own.
Right. And you prefer the easements, I would imagine.
We prefer the easements, yeah. When you're managing land, that can be difficult and expensive. And I'd rather have somebody else own and maintain the property rather than us.
So when the land is put in the trust, that keeps it from being used for anything except what it basically is being used for now, which is enjoyment.
That's correct. Properties can, well, you can still farm the land, you can still timber the property, you can still hunt on the property, you can still fish on the property. What you can't do are build shopping centers, condos, townhouses, strip malls, anything like that. So what the conservation easement does is take off the building rights off the property. So the property owners still own the property, but they don't own they give up the right to build on it.
So here's a hypothetical. Let's say it's a farm.
Yeah.
And, 5 years after it's put into an easement, the farmer says, oh, my God, I need to build a new barn because the other one fell down or I got more cows and I've got room or whatever.
Right.
What's the process? They have to come back to you to do that?
Well, it's just probably just a quick phone call. Well, you know, the easement lays out what they can and cannot do, certainly replacing barns, putting up fences, that sort of thing, certainly allowed, and we wouldn't have an issue at all with that.
All right. Now, the attractiveness of putting your property into the land trust, from you, it's very obvious. I mean, it's open space. It keeps rooftops from being built.
Correct.
No more shopping malls, what have you. But from the owner of the property doing this, they get a nice benefit out of this, do they not?
They do. They get a tax deduction out of that. It's a federal law right now. So basically the way it works is we do a when they want to place the conservation easement on the property, we have an appraisal done, so we determine the value of the property without an easement and then the value of the property with the easement, and that difference would be the value of the conservation easement. So that would be tax deductible, and it's pretty aggressive. It's up to 50% of your adjusted gross income for 15 years.
Oh, wow.
Once you use up the amount of the easement, then that's gone. If you're a farmer, it's even better. You get 100% of the write-off.
Woo.
And in South Carolina, they throw in an additional tax credit up to about $250 an acre. So it's an advantage that some states don't have, but for right now, we do have it. But that may go away, but that's a good one.
And the owner of the property still gets to use the property. They can stay there on the property. They can continue to farm it or timber it or fish it or whatever, right?
Absolutely. And when they pass, it goes on to their heirs, so they can continue to do the same thing.
And I would gather there's some kind of a process for keeping an eye out on this property to make sure somebody doesn't exactly forget to do what they're, you know, start doing something they're not supposed to do.
Right. Putting together an easement is not cheap. It's expensive. But part of that is to maintain the monitoring that we do annually on the property. So myself or someone will go out every year and assess the property and make sure that the easement is still being properly maintained.
So you physically go out to all these tracts of land?
We physically go out and walk the properties, yes.
Take your binoculars and start looking all over the place?
Absolutely.
And make sure that nobody is doing anything they're not supposed to be doing.
That's right.
So the appraisals, when the appraisals are done, you get a commercial value, which is going to be a higher value.
Right.
And then you get a value of the property with an easement, which means I think it's going to be a lot less.
Yes, a lot less.
So there's a sizable difference in there.
Correct.
And that's the part that's deductible.
That's correct. That's the value of the easement. And that's what you can take. You have 15 years to spend that money as tax deduction on your adjusted gross income.
Okay. Now, some of the properties that you have under easement right now? I mean, I would guess probably the most obvious one would be the Anne Springs Closed Greenway.
That's correct. We took that one over in 2007. It's about 1,900 acres, and that's a beautiful piece of property. Just this past year, we got the Riverbend property, which is 1,700 acres. That was a significant piece of property that York County purchased and since donated the conservation easement to Nation Forward Land Trust. So their plan for that property is to turn it into a greenway like the Anclose Springs Greenway, but that the greenway has been in existence for 25 years, so you can expect it to take that long to get the Riverbend property to that kind of a level.
We just did a recent interview with Tom Dissington, who is the guy who kind of heads up Riverbend, that project for the county, and it's it's a big project, and it's not going to be done all at once. It's going to be constantly evolving.
Right.
Over the next probably 20 years.
Exactly.
They'll do a little bit now, a little bit later, but right now there's not a whole lot there.
Yeah.
And they're trying to get, I think their first phase is to get some parking spaces, maybe get some restroom facilities, and maybe a kayak launch and a couple of trails, but that's going to still be a while.
It's going to be a while. I'm here in 18 months, 2 years perhaps. But the good thing is it's ready to go. There's lots of trails out there now, 6 miles of along the Catawba River. So it's it's a beautiful piece of property. It'll be exciting when that one opens
up. I was telling this story on the air the other day. I will never forget when this first became public, the visuals that they had. They had an aerial view of that section of the Catawba River. And on the Fort Mill side, what did you see? All rooftops. All rooftops.
Yeah.
And on the Rock Hill side, what did you see? All green space. And it was a very simple solution that I know the county council has been applauded for doing. We don't want this side to become looking like the other side, because there'll be no place for people to recreate.
Yeah.
We're growing too fast.
Yeah. we have a number of acres along the Catawba River, so that's one of our projects is to build get as much conservation easements along the river as we can. But this piece was a big chunk and a real big help for us.
Well, and because the public will have access to it. Now, a lot of these places that you're talking about, these people who are private property owners that get an easement,
right,
that doesn't mean the general public has access to it.
That's correct. They could in the future if they want to change that and put public access on them. For the most part, these are family-run farms, hunting preserves, that sort of thing. So the public access is limited.
Which is the last thing they're not going to want John Hugh Public coming out there.
Right.
Which is why the Anne Springs Close Greenway and, of course, this Riverbend project are huge. What are some of the other, are those two of your biggest that you have?
We also have another large one, Worth Mountain, which is on the Broad River on the western side of York County. And that's another spectacular piece of property. I think that one is about 1,700 acres as well. And that was a a lot of folks put that one together. Nationwide Land Trust owns the easement. The county owns the property, and the South Carolina operates it, maintains it under Department of Environmental Resources.
So, oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's like a state park.
It's like a state park. Yeah.
So the public again can go
there.
The public
can go out there. There's an entrance there. You can sign in, go. You can if you have hunting lessons, you can hunt during the seasons. And yeah, there's lots of trails out there.
How about that?
And it's right on the Broad River. There's a boat landing as well.
Oh my gosh. And that's another couple thousand acres?
I think that one's 1,700 acres.
1,700 acres. Yeah. Wow. Jeez. That's great. So you access that just by going up towards Kings Mountain and find the roads?
Yeah, it's what am I thinking of? It's west of Clover, about probably 45 minutes west of Clover.
Okay, it really is close to the North
Hickory
Carolina.
Hickory Grove.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
That area.
All right, so take me through the process. If I were a large landowner and I wanted to do what we've been talking about here, preserve this piece of property for future generations, I call you and you say, okay, what? Well, how do we start this process?
Okay, yeah, that's a good question. So basically what we start off with would be to have an appraisal done on the property. And with that appraisal, we get a value of what the property is worth and what it would be worth with a conservation easement on that. From there,
But before that, do you just come out and just eyeball the property and say, I'm not so sure?
Well. Yeah. We will actually turn properties down. Yeah, we would do an initial site visit and just determine that the property is a valuable piece, has historic or it has preservation values that we want to maintain.
Yeah. All right.
But if it's a farm, we want to maintain as much green space as we can. If it's a forested area, we want to maintain those. So,
is there any size limitation? I mean, if I only had 50 acres?
We just did 24 acres in the Lake Wylie area this year, as a matter of fact. So, and that one's in the shadow of Nanny's Mountain, which, again, is another conservation easement that we own. And that one is owned and operated by York County. But we were excited about that small one because it was actually in the shadow of Nanny's Mountain, and we can hopefully build on that.
Oh, that's something.
Yeah.
All right, so you come out, you eyeball the place, then you order some appraisals.
We order some appraisals.
Now, who's paying for the appraisals, you or the landowner?
Hopefully the landowner will do that, but a lot of times they can't afford that, and then we go to our partner, York County Forever, which is an entity operated by the York County itself, and they... The county budgets funds, I want to say, $350,000, $400,000 a year into this York County Forever. And we can use those funds to supplement and help people put the easements together.
Okay. So it's kind of a joint effort then.
It is a joint effort, yes.
So you do the appraisals, and then you start all this lengthy paperwork, which I would imagine right now is pretty much the same kind of form. You're just filling in meets and bounds and names and all that kind of stuff.
We have the attorney prepare the conservation easement itself. Then we also have to prepare a baseline document. So we want to be able to know what the situation is presently of the property, and what kind of fauna, what kind of plants, what kind of streams, what kind of trees are out there. And this is a good 10, 15, 20 page document with mapping and all that sort of
thing. That's in your wheelhouse, huh?
We do that, yes, absolutely. And so between those two documents, that's what makes up the conservation easement, the deed itself and the baseline document.
All right, so you got the appraisals, you got the legal paperwork, you got these baseline documents. What else is in this process?
We can and sometimes include a survey as well. So if there's not a proper or good survey, we may have that done as well, just to to see exactly what's owned and out there. And so that would be the other legal document that we would need done as well.
Yeah, I think you'd want to have a survey to make sure what's what.
Yeah.
So you wrap all this little package together, and you sit down at a lawyer's office, and everybody signs a bunch of documents, and away we go.
That's correct.
And that process takes what, several months?
Several months. We've worked on, we just recently did a 2,700-acre easement south of York. That one took about a year to complete. That one is probably the largest, what's the largest easement that we have in Nation Ford Land Trust. And it may be the largest easement this year in the state of South Carolina. So we're pretty excited about that one, very proud of that one. But that one took every bit of a year to get completed.
And what kinds of headaches did you run into that took so long?
Well, can you imagine surveying 2,700 acres? It took 6 months and over $140,000 to have that easement done. So that was the biggest holdup for most of it. And not to mention finding the meets and bounds of every stick and stake out there trying to make this happen. So the title insurance, the title work was also pretty expensive and pretty extensive.
Now, in a large tract like this, and you need, as you say, close to $150,000 to pull it all together, is that where you can tap into the York County Forever dollars to help you do this?
York County Forever paid for that survey.
They paid for it.
It was a wonderful thing that they were able to do, and York County Council had to prove that, which they did. So, but they saw the value of this as well, and it was significant monies for them, but a significant piece of property that we end up with.
Is this going to be another public access piece, or is this not?
For the time being, it is not. There's two hunt clubs on the property now, so that's the limit of the public access. But in the future, there is some phraseology that we might be able to use get some public access out there.
So that's something you just keep working on.
Right, that's right. But think about it. This is 8 miles. You get on the road and drive for 8 miles. You're still looking at greenery that's not going to be trees. It's not going to be apartments or townhouses or a residential community for 8 miles all the way to Sharon practically. So this is significant.
Is this one landowner or is it several pieces?
This is one landowner. This is Bob and Debbie Stuck, who live in Lake Wylie, and they are the biggest conservationist that I know. It's a marvelous thing that they've done.
Now, does this piece of property have a name? Just called the Stuck property, or what?
It's called the Flying King Ranch.
Flying King Ranch.
Yeah.
And you say it's south of York.
On 321, yeah.
My gosh, would you even know where you were on it? I mean, is there a sign or anything?
Well, we put survey markers up there, then but no, it's not easily identified. Yeah,
south of York on 321. Mm-hmm. All right, interesting. So that's your big. Well, look, we got to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Now, Steve, you don't know this, but here at Substation 2, there's a magical formula right here in these white letters, and it tells everybody how we produce our fresh subs and salads at Substation 2. At the count of three, we all say it together. And this guy here, a groupie, you know, Dr. Scott Oliver, he shows up every day at this time just so he can jump on it. Are you ready? One, two, three, show mouse done. Slice, slice, slice. Slice.
Garden, 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 garden.
Not bad. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
This is Dr. Karen Jenkins, Emergency Room Director at Piedmont Medical Center. When someone is experiencing a life-threatening emergency, such as a stroke or a heart attack, every second counts. Piedmont Medical Center's emergency departments in Rock Hill and on Gold Hill Road in Fort Mill are open 24/7 to treat life's unexpected emergencies. Even in the middle of a pandemic, our commitment to providing safe, high-quality emergency medical care in our community remains strong. Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care.
Our common sense investing is not designed to take your life savings, roll the dice, and make you rich. We design a plan to keep the standard of living you have grown accustomed to the same throughout your retirement, be it 20, 30, or even 40 more years. Anderson Griggs Investments, 324-5044, or online at andersongriggs.com.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
Cruise to financial freedom with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. With our low rates, there is no better time to apply. Get a pre-approved spending limit valid for 30 days by applying for your auto loan early so you know what to look for before you start shopping. You can also use our auto loan calculator and Founders Online to set your budget and plan ahead. Visit RelaxJoinFounders.com to see if you qualify for membership. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration and Remodeling. If your home or business is damaged by water, fire, storm, or mold, Paul Davis is here to help. We are staffed with over 35 trained and certified professionals to handle any type of property damage. Our team mission is to provide extraordinary care while serving our neighbors in their time of need. Whether you need repairs in one room or rebuild a whole home, Paul Davis is here to help. Find us online at pauldavisrockhill.com.
This is Charlie Ruffalo. I want to personally thank everyone for supporting Substation 2 during this pandemic. This has not been an easy time for many of us, but you keep coming back day after day for our fresh subs and salads, and that has helped us keep the doors open and our employees on the payroll. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Rock Hill and York County, for supporting Substation 2 these past 34 years, and especially now. Substation 2 really loves you. Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2. Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Steve Hamilton is with us. He is the Executive Director of the Nation Ford Land Trust. And I tell you, this is a fascinating story about the land that they are preserving. 15,000 acres they've been able to put aside as green space that will be there in perpetuity since they were formed in 1989. Now, that 15,000 acres, Steve, I mean, what does that represent? I mean, how many individual pieces of property is that?
That's close to 50 pieces of property, ranging size from 10 acres all the way up to 2,700 acres.
10 acres to 2,700. Yeah. 2,700. That is amazing. Oh, geez. So you obviously are always on the lookout for more.
Always on the lookout.
Correct. You'd like to make the 15,000 to become 50,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Is it really a tough sell to get people to do this?
It's actually steady business. We get a lot of one or two calls a year. We can make these projects happen on a regular basis. People who have donated in the past have turned around and want to do some more. So they tell their friends and neighbors about it, and family members, so it's word of mouth is the way it grows, but it's pretty steady.
Isn't that interesting? Now, do you, as the executive director, do you get tips from people about, well, you know, you might want to talk to the Smiths down here. They've got, you know, 50 or 100 acres, and they're not quite sure what they want to do with it.
Absolutely. We get tips all the time. And we also send out mailings from time to time. We'll do a seminar and sponsor and have landowners come and visit and see us and learn a little bit more about it. The county council members in York County here are all the time have their eyes out. And will let me know if there's somebody we should be talking to as well.
You know, it's interesting that in a high-growth community like we're in, that this county council and previous councils have always been very cognizant of the fact that we've got to preserve land. I mean, they set up this land trust a long time ago, as you said, 1989.
Right.
And as rapidly as we are developing, obviously they're willing to put money, lots of it, as evidenced by the Riverbend acquisition.
Right.
That was, what, $20
million?
$20 million,
yeah.
That's not chump change. And good. It's great because, yeah. I mean, if we didn't do this, we'd have nothing but concrete and asphalt all over the place.
That's right.
So right now, what would you tell me if I ask you how many pieces are you eyeballing or negotiating on right now or convincing people to go your way on?
I've got right now two projects we're working on. One's 180 acres down in Fairfield County. and another 450 acres in the Broad River area as well. So those two we're trying to bring to fruition.
All right, so now you're talking about outside of our area.
Yeah.
Fairfield, so the Lacey Ford Land Trust, you're out to preserve land outside of York County as well.
Well, this particular client, we typically want to stay in York County, but every now and then a client insists on using Nation Forward Land Trust for whatever reason, and so we're not going to turn anything away. Right. We actually have one down in Dufusky Island as well. That's one of my favorite monitoring road trips.
You have to swim out there?
We take the boat.
You take the boat out of Hilton Head.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
So you'll preserve, you've got the capability of preserving anywhere, pretty much.
Yes, anywhere.
But if you preserve a piece of property down in Fusky Island.
Yes.
I mean, that's of no use to anybody here in York County.
That's correct.
So what do? You pass that on to your peers down there saying, here's a piece of property?
Well, as soon as the landowner wants to relinquish, you know, from your from Nation Forward Land Trust, we will find a land trust down there to take that over. So that happens all the time, that land trusts will exchange properties. So eventually that's probably the way that one will go. But presently we are the holder on that one.
So there are land trusts like Nation Ford all over the place?
There's dozens in South Carolina, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, that's very encouraging.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So what's your biggest concern right now as you look at the fact you got two projects on the boards? Would you like to have 20 on the boards?
Well, I wouldn't mind having 20 on the board. If we did that, we'd have to improve the staff a little bit. But, yeah, we're always looking for more projects. My biggest concern right now is trying to get his easements in the Lake Wylie, fast-growing Lake Wylie, TK Fort Mill area. That's where we really need to get some projects going. The land is so dear up here, though, in those areas it's difficult to do. But that's my hope and dream right now.
Well, first question I have was, is there any land up there to speak of?
Well, you know, we actually sometimes we compete with the school district trying to find a high school land or middle school property, and these are properties we're all going after, the same type of land. So
right.
There are some pieces left, but not many. So it's few and far between when we see up there.
I was going to say, I mean, when I think about Lake Wylie, Allison Love would be sitting here saying, ain't much left because we've overdeveloped that particular area.
Yeah. Allison Love is a big advocate of Nation Forward Land Trust and York County forever, and we appreciate everything she does for us here in the county.
All right, so you take a look at the highest growth areas in York County, and you just named them all, TKK, Fort Mill, Lake Wylie. Your biggest challenge is to find some property and property that the owners are not so much interested in cashing in as they are preserving.
Right. The love of conservation has to be in their heart to make these things happen. And when I mentioned the Stucks earlier, they certainly have it. Their hobby, where yours and mine is to go fishing or to visit museums, their hobby is to find and acquire properties to put into conservation easements. And that's a heck of a hobby to have.
Yeah, it's a nice one to have, though, but you're right. If they don't have that DNA in their system,
yeah, that's
it
right.
Ain't going to happen.
Yeah. But to answer your question again, we have three focus areas. We've got the Broad River focus area. We've got the York County Greenbelt area we're working on. And then the Brattonsville Blackjack soil area. Those are our three focus areas. And if we can get something along the Catawba River, we never turn that one down either. So.
Well, I won't get you into this one, but I know there's that strip mining permit thing that's come up again out there, and I'm sure that's not something you're really in favor of.
No, I would imagine.
Yeah. All right, Steve, thank you for being with us. Thank you for the work of the Nation Forward Land Trust, and appreciate you coming down to be on the show today.
Thank you, Manny. Appreciate it.
And that'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you are with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, once again now, our groupies are here. They're all here to chant with us. Fresh subs and salads prepared right before your eyes 7 days a week. There's only one way to do it, and we're going to say it together at the count of three. Are we all ready now? One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice. Garden, garden. Not very loud, but that's okay. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.